1927, the youngest of four children born to Suzanne and Moshe Eskenazi. She grew up in the Central District and her family were very active of Bikur Hol. Asel's mom, who was known as Madame Suzanne, was president of the Ladies Auxiliary and was known as the first Sephardic woman to drive a car in Seattle. Tragedy struck with the untimely passing of Marcel's mother when she was just 15 years old. Her brother and sisters were already married, so Marcel took on looking after her father. When Marcel married Ralph, her father lived with them until his untimely passing. Marcel and Ralph knew each other since they were small children. They were part of a large group of friends. When one day, in their late teens, Marcel asked Ralph to a toldo dance at the Smith Tower in the Chinese Room. From then they were always together, and they were married on August 24th, 1947. They were married for over 71 years. Marcel was a loving mother, raising their two children in a great Sephardic Jewish home. Friday night dinners and holidays were always very important. Marcel and Ralph loved each other very much and were role models to their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren of what a marriage should be. It was full of love, mutual respect, and caring. In Ralph's own words, Marcel was a true Eshet Chaim. They helped each other to a high standard. They held each other to a high standard on how to live. Marcel would always take the high road. Marcel took care of the home, raising her children, and when the kids got older, Marcel worked at the Klein Galland home, where she worked there for over 25 years. And when she retired, she was given the Eshet Chayil Award for her dedication. Marcel and Ralph had a deep love of traveling. They traveled all around the United States and went on trips all over Europe and to Israel. But their favorite place was Hawaii. They spent 37 trips there and would often spend 6 to 8 weeks of time to avoid the worst of the Seattle winter. A wonderful story that Ralph shared with me was when they were in their first years of marriage and Ralph wanted to buy a car. Back then, Ralph told me you had to buy the car up front. And Ralph just didn't have the money. And he shared his troubles with Marcel. And she said, just give me a second. And she went back to the bedroom and brought out a jar. And in it, she had $400. And she told Ralph, I've been saving a little bit here and there. And guess what? That's exactly how much Ralph needed to get the car. But the truth is, Marcel was always in charge of the family finances, always taking care of the checks and making sure they were always very frugal, saving money all along the way so they could enjoy their life and in their retirement. Marcel was very organized and detail-orientated. She always kept a wonderful, clean home, everything well-labeled. Everyone knew exactly what they were doing when they went into the house. But more important than all of those things is that she honored everyone around her. And because of that, everyone honored her. There's a famous teaching in Pirkei Avot which says, Ezhu mechubad, who is the one who is honored? Hamechabed et habriyot, the one who honors everyone. Marcel truly loved and honored all her friends and family. She never spoke poorly of others. She never gave unsolicited opinions. But when you asked her, she gave the best advice. She followed the advice of our Creator of giving us 2 ears and one mouth. She would always listen twice as much as she would speak. We shall miss this Eshet Chaim, who has done so much for her family. She has quietly gone on raising her family, and she will be remembered fondly by her children, grandchildren, and great-children, as well as her nieces and nephews, and all who knew her, who respected and admired her. I want to take a moment to single out Ralph. We see older couples sometimes, and we're in awe of them at how they respect each other, look after each other, take care of each other. But looking at Ralph and Marcel, they were literally one unit together. If Marcel needed someone to speak, it would be Ralph. If Ralph needed to see something, it would be Marcel there to help him. That love, that unity, that relationship which you created over those 71 years and more shows the community what true love is, what true ahava, true feeling, true unity. That I know, although this is the most painful for you, Ralph, and I know how much anguish you're in, that you should take heart and be consoled by the fact of how much you had together, how much love you shared, all the good times that you had, and to know that Marcel is no longer suffering. She's in Gan Eden with her family who predeceased her. And we will only have happy memories of her. And to Marcel's children and grandchildren, what a legacy she has left behind in you. She was and she is so proud of all that you have done, all that you have become, and that you know that she loved you, she respected you, she cared for you, and you were her crown jewels. She really, really loved what all of you have done in your lives. Shetehe nishmata tzirura b'tzur hachim b'gan eden, amen ken yiratzon. I'm going to ask Marcelika to come up.
That my Noni gave me the organizational skills to have this printed before last night's storm. Okay, is that better? Okay. Anytime I ever had a secret that I did not want anyone to know, I knew there was only one person I could tell, and that was my Noni. The best secret keeper there ever was. I mean, really, she wouldn't even tell Papu. My Noni was graceful, gentle, and caring, a heart of gold with a beautiful, infectious smile. She was a bit private and quiet, but boy, did she have a good ear for listening and always great advice. My Papu has always been the great storyteller, without a doubt, one of the many ways the two of them balanced each other out. Coming over for coffee and bizcochos to char la shone with Noni are some of my favorite memories. Let's be honest, I was definitely a bit young to be drinking coffee, but it was our favorite memories together. She would use the same mug. I would sit with a gigantic mayonnaise jar filled with bizcochos, with sesame seeds, of course. These were her specialty. Baked them for all of us, but never eating bizcochos for herself. I used to love surprising her coming by work when she was at the Klein-Gallen home. As a young adult, I could finally recognize how admirable her job was. I remember her coming home relaxed and rejuvenated after spending a couple of months each year in Maui. Definitely Noni and Papu's happy place. I would miss them so much, and I couldn't wait until their return. But their flight always got home at midnight, so I had to wait till the next day. I also used to love it when she played cards with the ladies on Mercer Island, because that meant I could stop by and see Noni. I could always see how proud she was to have me come by and talk with her friends. My Noni and Papu have always been so close with their many wonderful friends. Their friendships have taught me a great deal about how some friends actually do become your family. Some of my fondest memories are family dinners and holidays. No matter what time we arrived, their house, their table was set beautifully. Every dish had a handwritten, in cursive label accounting for the food that would go on that platter. Every dinner began with salad. Then we'd move into at least a 5-course meal. We always had soda to drink, and dessert began with fruit, then ice cream, and if we got to spend the night, root beer floats and popcorn. I remember many nights sleeping over in the bright, flowered comforter, waking up to the smell of coffee, beginning my morning with, well, you guessed it, bizcochos. If I asked my Noni questions about her growing up or my mom's childhood, I got answers, but she was never one to strike up those types of conversations. She was more interested in listening or seeing how I was doing. My whole life, I recall her gentle spirit, always making certain everyone was doing all right. Even in her last days in the hospital, she wanted me to leave before dark and be sure to call when I got home, a standing rule in our family. I am certainly lucky to be the namesake of my Noni. Most of the family calls me Marcelica or Little Marcel, while Noni was referred to as Big Marcel. She would laugh about that. She wasn't big. My children have now extended that to call her Big Noni. Besides sharing a name, I can tell you that we do have many things in common. We're both worriers, organizers, planners, doers, caretakers, and strong women. I promise to carry on her name in all the best ways possible. My mother has carried on the bizcocho making, taught my children and me, and my cousin Dana and I just made some yesterday. Noni, you created a beautiful family, and we are truly grateful. Family and friends meant the world to you. You will live in our hearts, and we will continue to talk about you and all of the wonderful memories that you contributed to our family, your friends, and this community. I am proud to say that you held both my babies and have built a strong relationship with them, too. I am forever grateful.